on, choke and beat him, put a couple of hammers on him, dab on a nigga while I'm standing on him, kick him, punch him, throw him, make him slam the wall, tie him to a cannon, make him cannonball to the ocean, make him suffer too. Nigga, this is fucking animal abuse, animal cruelty on the fucking news. I'ma kill the panda till he bloody too. I'm in the black and blue for the black and white. I don't fuck with niggas like a pack of dice. Eat the panda, bitch, I got an appetite. I'm out this world, I swear that I'm a satellite. I'm in the rappers, gotta try to pay me.
Welcome to Cross Examination, the very serious interview show where we ask the most wayward stereo travelers the most important questions on the internet. We record this podcast live on the Stereo app, but we'd also like to thank our listeners on Spotify and iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Make sure to leave a review so we can continue pouring this sexy cacophony into your ears once a week.
You live in pain of this empty house. That don't bother me. Found a deal with a friend of mine. I'm still on a living with every breath. It's not what gets me. It's what hurts the most.
What up, Paul?
What is going on, Keith?
Oh, I'm just singing some Flansburg Rats, you know, like you do.
Singing Flansburg Rats? What'd you say?
Rascal Flats. I call them Flansburg Rats because it's more fun.
No, I got you. But what's that? Life is a highway. See, I could do it.
I'm doing heroin.
The only song that I know by Rascal Flats is a cover of somebody else's song.
What hurts the most?
That one?
He does that song?
Yeah.
Rascal Flatts does not deserve to do What Hurts the Most. That deserves to be a nightcore techno teeny bop forever.
Like,
and that's it.
The inside of Andy Warhol's nightmare.
And that's what it's like inside my brain at rave.
Oh, God, me too. I knew that we got along for a reason. I am doing great, by the way. How is Paul doing? You're pissing me off. You're just like jet-setting all over the world now, just living it up.
Okay, so I went to Boston for a wedding and came back. But
fancy
jet-setting around the world is a bit high of praise for that.
Just gallivanting everywhere. Rubbing it in.
I'm going to it was nice seeing family. Shout out to my family, obviously. And shout out to Andrew and Brianna. It was a beautiful wedding. I loved it. I love you guys. And it was great seeing the boys as well.
Shout out Paul's family.
And before we get started, whoever's in the audience, can you hit that share button and just click copy link? Don't even need to share it to anybody. If you did, you would be like heroes. But I'm going to share it to the Instagram, and then we'll get started.
All right. Holy shit, my mother is listening. What? You know, that's her.
Cool. Your mom's here right now.
Yep. Weird, right?
Nice to meet you, Keith's mom. I'm Paul. It's awesome to meet you. I've made many your mom jokes. I just want you to know that if you ever go back into the logs where I say your mom did this, I don't mean you. I mean the concept of mom. So you're an angel, and I've only heard good
things. The idea of like whatever type of person would birth me, like that's who he's going after.
So that means she's either a saint or a devil. It's one or the other.
She's just shaking her head right now.
You would be the, if your mom is in the audience right now, I feel, and she birthed you, I feel like your mom is either the reason you are this way or she's the person who prevented you from being worse.
Well, I mean, she had to be proud of me since the beginning. I absorbed my twin whenever I was a baby, so I was born a winner.
I like that. You do have an RV. That's more winning than most people.
That I manifested it with my mind, Paul.
You manifested an RV?
Yeah. I mean, I had to get to LA somehow, and that's the best way I can see.
And it's going to be in an RV, so you're going to be like a surfer dude. You're going to be a surfer stoner, except a comedian. Do you know how many homeless comedians I meet on a daily basis now? It's most of them.
Everybody thinks they're a comic.
There's these three best friends that are all homeless that Duke is stand-up comedy, and their entire shtick is that they're homeless, and that they smell bad, and that they can't get dates, and when they do get dates, how horrible they go, or if they go really well, then there's something wrong with the person they're on a date with. It's actually pretty good.
It sounds like something Derek's idea. Like, that sounds like Derek to me. I don't know. He always looks tired. He's always, like, perpetually waking up from a nap.
No, Derek's always perpetually waking up from a kidnapping or murder.
Like, which side of it is he on? Never mind. Don't tell me. I like the mystery.
Yeah, I'm not going to say, but both are potential, depending on if it's a Friday or not.
Should have just answered yes.
No, it's both.
All right, man.
Nope, it's none. Nope, it's both. Nope, he's gotten caught. Nope, he's still on the loose.
Hit the dark passenger still out there. You know, I'm sticking by what I said about my little remark to you about getting on a plane. I still think that it's rude, but I guess there's worse problems to have.
What? Who was rude?
Oh, to tell you? Somebody that's getting on the airplane, hey, have a safe trip, like that's going to do anything. It's like saying, hey, whatever is going to happen, it's going to happen. You know, like, or I hear, you know, don't die because that would be inconvenient for me. Telling somebody have a safe trip whenever they're getting on the airplane has no bearing on it whatsoever. You really want to make sure of it? Talk to the pilot. Make sure
it's like
cool
somebody being like, my cousin has cancer and we can't afford the treatment. We need help ASAP. And people are like, thoughts and prayers. It's like, yeah. No, give me $12. Help.
14 cents is fine. Stop. I don't care. It's about how much your thoughts are worth.
It's like somebody's getting torn apart by an alligator. Help.
Hey, don't worry. I'm thinking of you. Don't forget
I'm
me.
I'm watching. Don't worry. I'm watching it live. I won't even watch it later. They're recording.
Okay, do it live. What is that? Anthony Jeselnik, he's like, you know, anybody that says that is saying, hey, don't forget about me. I'm still here. So Paul has no idea who our guest today is.
I don't even know who our guest today is. But I guess before we get into that, I'll introduce the podcast. For everybody listening, the super fans, make sure you're following both of us. Welcome to Cross Examination, the very serious interview show where we ask the most wayward stereo travelers the most important questions on the internet. We record this podcast live on the Stereo app, but we'd also like to thank our listeners on Spotify, iTunes, Google, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure to leave a review so we can continue pouring the sexy cacophony into your ears once a week. With that, I'm Paul Ober.
And I'm Keith Burr.
And Simone Biles has backed out of the Olympics. Basically, she's not going to be doing any individual events anymore. She backed out of the team event, which arguably is one of the main reasons why the team only accomplished silver. Although had she performed and not at her best, maybe they would have even done worse. So there's always that argument too. Keith, what are your thoughts on it?
Is this another one of them horrific marijuana travesties?
No, it's not Shikari. Shikari, arguably... The weed was helping her mental. Maybe Simone should have smoked some weed to calm the fuck down. We don't know. Simone had basically a self-proclaimed mental breakdown and a nervous attack during one of her, I don't know if it was a practice. I don't know if it was a round or something like that. She was performing a simple like backflip spin or something, which simple, Jesus.
I saw that.
And she kind of twitched. She did something that she's never done before because she was nervous. It's like she's becoming fearful a little bit of getting injured doing the insane stunts that nobody's ever done before, which, by the way, she's doing stunts that men haven't done.
I always think about imagine somebody trying to fight you. I saw that she like stopped mid-turn or something. She didn't get all the way through some kind of aerial shit like that I couldn't imagine being able to do ever. But can you imagine if somebody started trying to fight you like that? Like if they just backflipped their way straight to you like a ninja. I mean, I'd just beat myself up.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a fear factor.
is what she was saying. She felt like she had the whole world on her shoulders the entire time, which she did. Something to remember is the women's gymnastics program doesn't exactly have the best reputation at the moment with the Larry Nassar stuff that went on, with the whole pedophile stuff going on, how it was a big cover-up. And, you know, I mean, there's an argument to be made that there shouldn't even be a U.S. women's gymnastics program. And Simone Biles had the female cojones to not only continue performing, but to, like, perform afterwards to inspire and encourage people to keep going into the program now that that whole thing is weeded out, to inspire the next generation to be great. And so that, on top of doing moves that have never been done before, it's kind of it was too much for it. But some people are saying that impacts her GOAT status, saying that she's not, like, you know, she can't be calling herself a GOAT if she's too much of a wimp to perform, you know. And
I didn't really believe in panic attacks. I thought people were just pussies until I had one.
Dude, me too.
I really did. You too. I was like, yeah, this doesn't affect me. You're just a girl. Man, it's just a little girl. You know, and then I had one. I'm like, I'm dying.
So first time I had a panic attack, it was frustrating, to say the least. It definitely made me reconsider mental toughness and think about it in a different way. Everybody listening, what do you think? What do you think about Simone Biles backing out of the Olympics? And also, if you have any questions that you want us to be asking any guests that are coming on, let us have them.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, whenever you said another, like, when she dropped out, until I realized what you were talking about, I thought it was another, like, racer or something that Pat, like, dropped out because she was afraid to start running or something. But I was like, God damn, imagine, like, you know, that's what people do to get away from their problems. They run. Like, imagine if you had to do that every day and still couldn't get away. Like, what have you done? What's on your conscience? But no, that's a completely different tangent. So I'm great, Paul. You always invest money in crackheads. You know, I made a good deal. Copper's up.
Yeah, I just, I was torn until yesterday when I talked to the fiance about it. The fiance. And he was talking about how gymnastics is a little bit different than every other sport. I mean, even in every other sport, you got professional hockey players playing golf in the offseason, NBA players throwing the most lavish, ridiculous freaking parties down in Miami, NFL players. Whereas in gymnastics, you train 365 days a year. You're basically training morning till evening. You do things that not a single other type of athlete in the world can do. Most. And you're arguably the most fit athlete in the world. So it's like that on top of the world stage pressure, that on top of trying to save the entire U.S. gymnastics program, and doing moves that nobody's ever done before, that if you screw up, you die.
Yeah, I mean, no consequences. Just got the eyes of a nation watching you and your neck on the line. You know, nothing breaks a fall like a good neck.
Yeah, nothing breaks a fall like your face on a mat. Bent to the wrong direction.
My two front teeth. You know, it's all I want for Christmas. Them dug out of the blacktop. God, I actually did have that happen one time. I told everybody I got in a fight afterwards because I was too embarrassed to say I was giving my friend a piggyback ride at 16. I just ate concrete.
What happened with a piggyback ride that you died? That you almost died?
Well, he's 6'5". And he's built like pretty much a spaghetti noodle, but I don't know, he was awkward weight, you know, like kind of like somebody leaning wrong on the back of a motorcycle screws everything up. It was kind of like that, except with me and my legs. I was trying to show off. There's a girl there. I was like, look how fast I can run. I mean, that's how stupid I was whenever I was a kid. I was like, this will work. Let me give my friend the piggyback ride.
Yeah, we've all done dumb things to impress a chick. I remember back when I was like 19 or whatever, and I was recently single, and I was trying to get in a relationship with a girl named Julie, which I did.
Julie, I'm sorry. Yeah, I got you.
The refresh thing came up, whatever, stereo. You guys are the worst.
Yeah, I know.
The worst.
Just get together.
And so I had already snuck into a haunted asylum, packet grafted a couple times, and I wanted to do it again. And so I ended up doing a double date. My best friend Nate at the time, Well, he's still, you know, best friend, but like, you know, back then he was too. I used to do drugs,
better
but
friends
I,
back then.
I still do, but I used to too. Anyways, we went to the haunted asylum, and which is attached to an actual working asylum. There's an abandoned area, so you can still hear screams and shit, and it is very unsettling. We went in there, and my plan was to like kiss her inside like the haunted asylum, you know, kind of like horror movie vibes.
I want to possess you, girl.
Well, we ended up dating for like 3 years, but
if you kind of just
so I guess it worked, but that was a dumb thing to do.
You know, I mean, you talking about that, we've got the most famous asylum here, I'm pretty sure. Our haunted asylum is better than yours. We have Waverly Hills Sanatorium.
It's probably more haunted because it's Republican, right?
Absolutely. The ghosts of just a bunch of racists there. Like, you know, you're fine if you go in there and you're white. Like, that's, you never see black folk going into haunted places. Never. Not once on one episode of Ghost Hunters will you ever see it, because they're smart. Don't like street magic either. I trust that. So I don't like street magic.
Not if you ask David Blaine. I feel like David Blaine just intentionally walked up to groups of black people every time he wanted to do street magic. You can't convince me otherwise that he was racially profiling people on the street.
Hey, you guys, you want to see some crazy shit? You're not going to believe your eyes.
Who do I target?
David Blaine.
Republican haunted asylums are scarier than liberal haunted asylums. Fact.
Make okay, America so ghost this haunted. Again. I don't know. Make America haunted again. There we go.
Imagine Bernie Sanders being a ghost. It'd be the nicest ghost ever. I'd keep him around. Bernie. I'm like, what's your unfinished business? He's like, to kill the billionaires.
I've got the greatest ghosts. They're terrific. They're the most insane.
I have the best ghosts. Yeah, Donald Trump would be the most annoying ghost ever. Everything would be about him. Bernie Sanders would at least ask how you're doing.
13 ghosts. Well, I've got 25, motherfucker.
And I've already got a following of 25 other ghosts. You'll see that my ectoplasm stores are the greatest, and that many people have seen them, many, and everybody says that they're the greatest.
You know, I could exercise a demon out of a woman in the middle of Times Square and I'd go up in the polls. I'm sorry.
We're bad at Donald Trump impressions.
Oh, I know, but it's... I don't think I'm that bad at it, but, you know, I'm not good at it.
No, I'm horrible. I don't even know what I sound like. I tried to do it. I hope people know it's him by the words I choose, not how I say it.
You gotta pucker up your lips like a bee hole, just and tighten them up like you got Botox or something. I can't. Wow, it's a terrible demonstration. Don't ever listen to me. So I can't believe you completely brushed over when I said "copper's up, life is good." But we'll talk about that later.
I didn't understand it. What is "copper's up, life is good"? Is that about a copperhead snake?
Nope, that's scrap metal, baby. Whoo, copper is up. Bought some copper off a crackhead a few months back. My investment has quadrupled.
Is copper a crypto? I'm kidding. Are you talking about the precious metal copper?
This like kind of semi-precious garbage metal. Yeah, yes. Well, something to diversify my portfolio while I'm saving up for gold. I talked to a guy that said he's good with numbers, and he said it was a solid investment.
No, but you're not buying copper to save up for... That's not how investing works.
My dreams.
It's not like you have to have enough copper to get silver.
No, what I was told. It's not Minecraft or, like, Skyrim. I can't just trade out with shit. I have so much of this stuff, Paul.
It's not like taking 100 pennies, going to the bank and being like, can I get a golden dollar? You're investing in like the idea of copper. You're not actually investing in...
Fuck, I have solid
but, like,
copper.
Getting copper back.
I'm looking at it. It's on my back porch. What the hell am I supposed to do? I'm actually telling you.
What am I supposed to do with this mound of copper? What did you say?
There's no good way to drive down the road with a like truck full of copper and not have people look at you like, well, then somebody just stole that out of a trailer.
Like, for real. You can't, if you were driving down the road in Kentucky and some dude had a load of copper.
It's me.
It's like, how do you make meth out of that? Well, let me show you.
Like, count the teeth. I can tell you if he's a crackhead or not.
First, you got to purify it. Then, you got to break it down. And then, you got to eat it. You got to shit it out and light that on fire. And you got heroin.
Oh, whip it through the glass, man. Making money fast. No, that's the crack's crack. That's how to make crack. Never mind. All right. Would you like me to go ahead and bring up our the audience right now? Someone you don't have any idea who is.
I have no idea. Well, there's a 50-50 chance because our audience is so fucking huge. Go ahead.
Huge.
Go
ahead. Huge. All right. There we go.
That's what I figured. I figured your mom wasn't named Akash.
Hello.
No. How's it going, Akash?
It's going well. It's midnight over here. And
you know, always convenient timing with us.
Yeah.
Well, what? Paul, I have known Akash like remotely for some amount of time, and he is my friend, and I invited him on. He's a writer in Paris. And he's a funny dude, and he puts up with me. And I've been telling him he could come on my podcast for almost the entire time that I've known him, and just now getting around to it.
Oh, so we've only been doing the podcast now for like a month and a half. So you've known him for a month and a half.
Oh, no way. Yes.
No. We've known each other for longer than that, I think.
Yeah. I just don't understand time zones.
Okay, but this is not about time zones, Keith. This is about...
I don't know time zones.
There are no time zones where we are going.
Now, I think we... let me just... I have to get to the bottom of this now.
Oh, you've got... I mean, if you can figure out our friendship origins, please tell me.
Yes. So, I've got our conversation going back to December.
Ooh, dang.
Wow.
Yeah, this was in December.
Okay, so no, never mind. Now I understand exactly what's happening here. You guys met in the throngs of quarantine by some random Google search for a chat room in VR chat. Keith was an anime schoolgirl, and Akash was a samurai, and you guys thought it would be really cool to talk to each other because Keith's username was OMG420LOLHeroin. And Akash, yours was Akash. And Keith's like, Akash is a cool name. And Akash, you were like, well, I'm horny. And you guys just hit it off because it was a lonely time. Nobody had a shit to do.
You're wildly on course. You know, I was really pissed off. Like, after 30 minutes, I realized I wasn't in just a porn chat room. It was a cryptocurrency chat room. And I was like, oh, shit, well, I better culture myself while I'm here. So I was like, what's up, Akash? How you doing? Am I funny? Please like me.
Yeah, and I was quite disappointed that it wasn't an anime girl, to be honest.
I would be too, don't worry. And I'm, you know, you walk over, it's like, hey, how's it going? And you're expecting something like, itadakimasu, and instead came out just like, oh, well, how's it going? You got any copper?
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Hey, can I talk to you a minute about copper? You know, you want to diversify your savings portfolio?
Do you want to buy crypto? Is the online version of get in my van.
It really is, you know, and these fake profiles are like, they have followers and stuff. It's weird. And it's like finances or investment manager. And it's always a hot woman with her boobs out. And you're like, yeah. Yeah, no, I can see you taking half my money, but the only one way.
Only one way. well, hey, Akash, question for you. Before we get into the cross-examination part of the show, just for introduction to me, because I don't know you and the audience, which probably doesn't know you too, unless you brought them. I don't know.
No, I don't think anyone of my friends.
What did you say?
What landed in Paris? That's kind of a long story. What happened was I was in Mumbai. That's where I'm originally from, Mumbai, India. And I was just I just wanted to get away from home and start my life in some other city, some other place. And initially the plan was to go to Sweden actually and to study over there. But so you have to give an entrance exam, right? And I didn't score well enough to get into the school that I wanted to go in Sweden. And so I decided, I'll work with whatever marks I have and go to some other city, which happened to be in Spain, Madrid. Didn't get into the school in Madrid and then ended up applying to a bunch of schools in France. Didn't even want to go to Paris in France, to be honest. I wanted to go to this nice small city called Lille. It's in the northern part of France. Very small, very nice. Yeah. And
You've already named more places than I've been in my life.
No, I've not been to any of these places. I have to specify that.
You and Paul.
I just wanted to go to all of these places. And couldn't go to all of these places. And then the university which I got into tells me that, listen, we don't have spring semesters in Lille. You're going to have to go to Paris in the spring semester. And I was like, I'm not living in a city for just 4 months and then moving to another city. I don't want to move again and again. So I just ended up in France, right, in September of 2022, right in the peak of lockdown.
And where did you grow up?
Mumbai, India.
So you're in Mumbai and
you get a call that
you're going to France.
Yeah.
What was the culture shock like? That's crazy.
To be honest, Paul, it's not that different. And I mean, that was the culture shock for me. It's not that different. That's the shock that I got. Because both cities are big cities. People in big cities are all assholes. And people in France are assholes in Paris, you know? And also, it wasn't that big of a shock because it was lockdown, so I didn't really go out much. So, there was not much of a culture to experience, you know?
So, no Paris nightclubs, taking the ecstasy. And
yeah, I'm still here. And yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
He's like, I want that good French drugs.
Yeah, the party drugs.
For legal reasons, that's a joke.
I don't want wine. I don't want to go to Nice. Don't give me the Eiffel Tower. No, give me that E, baby.
You got any confused people from
the E shops? Where are the? Oh, you got butter on this bread, you pussies!
I'll take my bread dry.
These guys would put cheese on anything.
Listen, it makes it better. Cheese is the best, seasoning pretty much besides hunger.
No. So this is a controversial opinion that I have over here. I hate cheese.
What?
That's controversial over here too, buddy.
Yeah, I hate French cheese. I just don't like it. It's not, it's gross.
Oh, you didn't say you hated American cheese. Okay, cool. All right, calm down.
It doesn't smell that good. And it doesn't taste that good either. It's just, I don't know.
Bunch of liars walking around saying they like these cheeses, aren't they? These stinky wheels of bullshit.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's. I guess that would be the culture shock, I guess. Disgusting cheese.
And I freaking love cheese, Akash. I could eat cheese. French cheese? Night. I'm a cheese boy. That's what they called me back in middle school. Was the cheese boy. The cheesy boy.
Cheesy boy.
You're so cheesy, Paul.
Yeah, it's funny because they called me the cheesy boy as well, and it was not because I liked cheese.
can you tell Paul what your Instagram handle is real quick?
It's the Baba Booey.
Baba Booey!
Baba Booey.
We got the Baba Booey! That's called manifesting. That's what manifestation is. We said Baba Booey until Baba Booey came on the fucking podcast. We did it, Keith. We made it. There's 5,000
Wait, really?
People listening.
Yes. You're goddamn right. I said it. I spoke it into existence. You know, we met for a reason, and it was so I could close a long-ended joke.
I wrote Baba Booey on my vision board. I named my character in Genshin Impact Baba Booey.
Baba Booey.
Wait, really? I'm already famous on this podcast.
We're going to get there. We're on iHeartRadio now. I'm taking every platform. If you're not going to, if you can't find us, there's something wrong.
Yeah, for real. And by the way, if you're listening to us on stereo too, you can go over to iTunes and leave a review too. But wherever you're listening, make sure you leave a review so that we can start climbing them ranks.
Even if you hate it, tell me why. I'll change. I mean, listen, I got to like justify this somehow with my girlfriend, and only you guys can do that. I can't keep telling her that it's going good and have nothing to show for it.
You can't just keep lying to her, you mean? Nope. You can't just keep completely fabricating our success to her.
Well, I mean, I'm supposed to, you know, like you do. You know, fake it till you make it, but what if you don't make it?
That's a good point. Then you just fake it.
That's a very good point. And like almost 1 a.m. here, I don't need that kind of reality right now.
Oh, shit. I'm just kidding. We made it.
That actually leads into my next question. Akash, you're a writer. What kind of writer are you? What do you write?
Well, I would like to write novels, but I'm unable to find the discipline to write a whole novel. So I stick to short stories. I write a lot of short stories.
Okay. Are you published anywhere?
Yeah. So the thing is, so every Saturday I have this group of writers. We gather on like a video call every Saturday. And each of us gives a word prompt, and then we have to we have to make a short story or a poem or whatever kind of writing that everyone does, and whatever you want to do, and just make a piece around those words. And so that's how I end up writing every week. So that's the only writing I'm doing now.
Okay, how many words do you usually do? Is it like one word or is it like five words?
It's about 5 to 7 words.
Yeah, it's got to be poignant. Right, straight to it.
So,
I'm sorry, what?
Right now, I'm on randomwordgenerator.com. Shout out to our new sponsor for this week. I'm going to give you 5 words, and I want you to break a story in you have 60 seconds. I'm going to time you.
Holy shit.
A short story. I want you to tell me the entire plot. Beginning, middle, and end.
All right. Let me get a pen and paper for
you. Oh yeah, give it to me while he's waiting. Give me one. I don't care.
Okay. Yes, I'm definitely. Yes. No, Keith, you're gonna do the same thing. Actually, screw it. Let's all do this. This is gonna be great.
This is a party now.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're all riders.
Okay, hold on. I'm writing them down. Oh man, this is gonna be total nonsense.
It's going to be great or terrible. I love it.
These are actually not the worst words that it could have come up with, to be honest. Two of them kind of go with each other. One of them makes it interesting, for sure. And, okay. So, I'm going to say the 5 words. I'm going to repeat the 5 words. And then I'm going to set a timer for 60 seconds. That's how long we have to come up with this. And then we're going to share what
repeat.
We're going to do.
Repeat them like we're amateurs. Come on, this is professional. Yep. Time. Let's go.
So I'm gonna say them once each. I'm gonna, you know, give you time to write them down. Then I'm gonna do 60 seconds. Okay. I'm going to 0 minutes. I'm going to 60 seconds. Okay. The words are a company, like you're going to accompany somebody somewhere. Liver, like the body part. Philosophy. Like, you know, I'm a philosophizer. Yeah, I talk about the Yankees all the time, guy. What you talking about? I'm a philosophizer. Philosophy. the word seek, like I'm going to seek out somebody to do this or that.
I'm a seeker.
Or being a seeker in Harry Potter, yeah. And then spell. So spell has so many meanings, so it could mean a million different things. You have, so the five words are a company, liver, philosophy, seek, and spell. Time starts now. If any of you fucking leave the audience in this minute,
okay, well, I'm done.
I swear to God, I'm going to be so upset with you. This is going to be such an amazing payoff.
Well, I'm done.
Keith, how are you?
So I was looking on the TV the other day. There was an advertisement for this company saying our philosophy here at this company is to make sure that the spells that we give out here seek your enemy's livers. And it's a company that is also accompanied by, you know, a guarantee. It's, you know, not just liver. It's live or die. Okay? And we, like, put ourselves, like, everything on our word here, this company that is a company. And we want to accompany you into the future. Let's go. Let's get some livers. Let's seek them out. Let's go. I'm done. It was a company that steals livers.
All right, end.
Okay, I'm gonna go next.
Keith just sidled that. Okay, Keith, I need you to say that one more time because I was only half listening, but if you could do so, explain what you just said in like one sentence. Everybody else heard it, but I need to hear you do a dumbed down version.
Okay, there were so many double entendres there and, you know, double meanings. It's crazy. A little bit of alliteration, which I think is a funny word considered like so close to illiterate. But anyway, a company. I was like, you know, there. I saw a company advertising for their philosophy, saying, you know, we're gonna get you those livers if you want them. You know, we can put these spells on your enemies.
We gotta get them livers.
We do. You know, like you're tourists. I mean, you know what. Oh, that, I'm thinking of the Hostel movie. Never mind. But yeah, I used all the words, and I used liver and accompany twice in different ways. So I was happy.
All right. What's the score you would give him, Akash?
Well, we don't score. This is you're putting me on the spot. I'd say like three out of five, I guess.
Three out of five. Hey!
Yeah, for making it 60. We usually take, 3 hours to write a story and
32 seconds.
And they don't have liver and liver. Like, they don't use the same words in two different ways. So, pretty good.
I guess that's more of a colloquialism right here. Liver die.
Yeah, I got that.
What did you come up with?
Nothing as interesting as yours, but I'll give it a try. Okay. All right.
Everybody just turning in. Hold on. Everyone who just tuned in, we had 60 seconds and five words to come up with, to break a short story, entire plot. So Keith's is fucking insane. And Akash is our special guest on cross examination. He's going to go second right now. Go.
All right. So Paul, he's a philosopher. Okay. And he's seeking the truth of life. He's seeking, and he travels all over the world, and he comes across a company which is owned by Keith. And this company sells livers.
Yeah, we do.
And Paul and Keith have a philosophical argument about selling body parts. And Paul is like, okay. you can't sell body parts. It's illegal. You're supposed to donate body parts. You're not selling it. And Keith just points a gun to Paul and says, "What the government doesn't know, can't hurt them." End of that. And Paul is like, "Well, I'm just a philosopher. That's what you thought. Psych! I'm actually a wizard. Here's my spell.
Psych!" Ladies and gentlemen, M. Night Shyamalan.
I'm actually a wizard. Here's my spell. And Paul puts a spell on Keith's liver company. And well, surprise, surprise, Keith's liver company is dead. And Keith And only liver of Keith lives on.
Yep, only my liver, you know, to live on. At that,
yeah. Which is the opposite of what we thought would happen. In Keith's
I'm sorry, what? Yeah. Keith's liver lives on. That's
liver
it.
Liver lives on past you.
Yeah, it's Keith's liver lives on, and Paul keeps it in his bag of livers.
It's a product bag of livers. You know, and you said that my story was the crazy one, Paul. Imagine me owning a business. The stuff he comes up with.
two impossible things that makes it obvious this is a work of fiction. Number one, your liver outlasts you, which will be the reverse of 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see you owning a business.
I feel like my liver years are equatable to dog years. Like every 1 year of living with me is equatable to like 7 or 8 other.
See, this is why I don't like it when people say that reality is stranger than fiction. I can make a liver live on after the life, after the body is dead. Can that happen in real life? No, it can't. That's why
we have anime.
He's got a point. That's why we have anime. You watch an anime for like 3 minutes, you'll have an organ that lives on and is probably a perv.
I love how he got the right, like he knew which side I would be on in that argument between us about what it was, the ethics of selling livers, you know, Paul versus me. You know, he knows me a little bit. I like that. He's like, yep, see the underbelly of society. That's Keith. Paul, he's the hero here.
Well, I'm about to go to jail for this one that I just came up with. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so the words are accompany, liver, philosophy, seek, spell. Stephen, the great warrior of Athens, is accompanying his alcoholic brother / lover, Ralph, to seek out the great Socrates, who lives in Greece now. I don't know where he's from, so I said he lives in Greece.
He's
he doesn't
from
live
Greece.
In Greece. Fuck off, it's fiction. He lives in Greece now.
He's from the Greece.
Okay, sweet, yes, I knew it. Anyways, and they're going to Socrates to learn the spell that turns men straight again because they thought all philosophers were gay. Socrates famously turning down sex with Plato. So, many men tried to have sex with Socrates because almost all philosophers at the time were gay, and he said no.
Almost
so,
exclusively.
They wanted to learn what spell made him straight again, but in a twist of fate and a long journey where they fell back in love together and realized their true feelings. Socrates says there was never a spell that turned him gay. He was always straight, which blew their fucking minds.
Oh, it's like Inception.
And they realized that they are who they're exactly how they're supposed to be. And they continue their loving, gay, illegally incestual relationship. You're welcome.
And the world kept on going just like it was before.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
brilliant.
You know, why Plato? Why wouldn't he want a Plato? Jeez. Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, have you ever seen a statue of Plato when he was younger? He's a
jacked.
Hot guy. Socrates, not so hot.
That doesn't sound like a hot name. No, Akash is a hot name. That sounds like
really?
Cash.
Akash is more like it's a very common name.
Don't ruin it for me.
Sorry.
Akash is a pretty great name. Yeah, like, you know, I'm just trying to imagine, like, with my eyes closed, we got some of that good Parisian wine. You're spreading some cheese on bread, and I ask you if you want some, and you say, no, thanks, it's all for you. And I think it's romantic, but you just hate cheese. And then you reach in for a kiss, and the kiss is so sweet, and it feels so good, and then you pull away, and I go, oh, Akash. Akash!
That was right on the money.
It just fucking worked!
It does, right, it does. Well,
enough of that Paul bullshit. Life on
it's
the
a
line.
Picnic, by the way. We're at a picnic.
Yeah.
Lawn in the center of Paris.
No, we're not. No, there's no picnics. Picnics don't happen anymore. We got a question from the audience.
They're called
all right.
Neat.
Oh, Nietzsche, yeah. The impromptu lunch. Fucking people.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls. Uh-oh. And welcome to Jamie roast men of the hour.
Wow. What? That guy sounds like liquid, or sounds like auditory volume. I fell asleep in the middle of that. That was crazy.
Anyway, did he say the roast man of the hour?
Yep. Sounded like he was roasting himself. That did not sound comfortable. He's like,
he said roast man of the hour. I heard grossest man of the hour.
Grossest man of the hour. I don't know. I'm covered in oil and copper shavings right now, so I would put that up against your dirt just about any day.
I literally bathed in Lucky Charms.
So, in Lucky Charms. Okay, I got a question for you.
Turn gay. That's the spell to turn Irish men gay. That's
Wingardium Leviosa. That's the one that gets your dick hard. That's the Harry Potter spell. I mean, there's so many sexual undertones.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, come on, get on up. And Hogwarts definitely sounds like an STD.
Dickardium Levy up now. Let's go.
Dickardium.
Yeah. I mean, that's if I ever start like sell a line of like women or why not go to women's men's sexual or marital aids? It's going to be that Wingardium Levy dicks up. Okay. Being a writer, here's some highbrow comedy for those of you in the crowd that are learned. in a crazy mix-up called Most Dangerous Hungry Games, which is, you know, kind of the nightmare fever dream combination of, Most Dangerous Game and Hunger Games by Richard Connell and, Suzanne Collins, which Collins and Connell, it's Connellingus. That's pretty much it. Okay. They're put together. You got to fight the Hollywood heartthrob. They just changed the rules a little bit. Which one do you fight to the death if you think that you're going to get your chance off there? Is it Ryan Gosling, Hemsworth, or Paul, you third with the choice?
Did you just, or me?
Yeah, or Paul, I guess.
Wait, what was the question again?
Who do you think you have a better chance of like killing on an island just to get off of it? Ryan Gosling? One of the Hemsworths? It doesn't really matter. They're all the same person.
Chris Hemsworth. Just make it
Chris is the hardest one.
Okay. But take that, Liam. And then... is that right? And then Paul gets your choice.
Wait,
your choice
do you mean by the third one?
I would go with Ryan Gosling, actually.
Yes! Of course. But, you know, yeah. Paul, you've got to give him a third choice. I figured you would have a good one.
With Paul?
I thought you were saying between those two and me. I'm glad that I am perceived to be tougher than Ryan Gosling, who I'm pretty sure is a foot taller than me.
he looks like an Abercrombie and Fitch mannequin gained sentience and walked out of the store.
Oh, but he's so pretty.
Exactly. He is.
I feel like he smells like sandalwood.
Oh my god, he smells like Singlewood in that whiskey he makes. Aviation gin. That's what he smells like. He smells like the name of that.
No, that's another Ryan. That's Ryan Reynolds.
He's a smaller little version of him. I love Ryan Reynolds.
He's also pretty. He's also very pretty, but that's a different guy.
You know, they're both proved pretty that good. Yeah. Sometimes God is on his shit. You know, he's on top of his game. And then you got people like me that you clear like indication that he always isn't always looking.
Well, isn't... would the island be called La La Land?
I have no. The island of Doctor Strange.
The island of Grossling. You right. <bitch. laughs>
You Gosling some dick down.
It was so bad. I'm sorry. Okay, that was a good start off question. Akash picks Ryan Gosling. Why do you think you could beat up Ryan Gosling on an island?
Exactly.
Why do you think I could beat up Ryan Gosling?
Oh yeah, we gotta know.
Yeah, because
he's actually the next guest on here on Friday. So.
Yeah.
Oh, he is. Yeah, I'll tell you why I could beat up Ryan Gosling, because he's so fucking pretty and I'm so fucking jealous of that.
Rage. I got it. That is a great fuel.
So it's not like physical. physical parameters. It's not like you know how to live off the land better. It's just that you would hate his fucking face so much.
So much.
That you would just win the fight out of sheer willpower.
Exactly.
Oh man, I just imagine.
Have you ever hated someone that you would just like?
Yes.
You know that you could win a fight out of willpower because you hate that person so much.
Yep, past me. 16-year-old me, athletically, should have been able to beat the shit out of me now. But no, I'm older. I have a more fundamental understanding of violence and how to use it.
Oh, well.
Hold on. I'm getting fed food. Can you please ask another question? I'm sorry.
Oh, I got this. Okay. Are you familiar with any American television, you know, like sitcoms?
Yeah. I exclusively watch American television.
Hell yeah. I really, like, as opposed to what, you know? If you had to pick a sitcom family to either live with or kill, which one would it be? And choices are both yours.
Okay. So a sitcom family to live with. This can be like a found family as well. Yeah. Because I don't know. I would like to live with the guys in How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I would, great, like to live with them. That seems like a very good family.
It does. Of people. See, it would mesh well. A bunch of intellects. I like that. It, they're not more of a band of brothers than a family, but I'll give that,
yeah,
one, you know.
Yeah, because I watch exclusively American shows, but I have never watched a sitcom with a family in it, so I'm just going to go with that one.
So, I probably live with Shameless. French?
I'm sorry, what?
Yes.
Are you fluent in French?
No, I'm not fluent in French yet. I'm still learning, and I can get by. I can, like, I don't know, ask for directions and give directions if someone asks to me. But
tell me how my French is.
If someone asks me why would I vote for a particular politician, I would be like, well, I don't vote because I don't know French.
Like,
just say Baba Gooey. And they're like,
Baba Gooey.
Baba Gooey. You don't even say Gooey. You get it all like mixed up. Baba Gooey. And they're like, oh, look, they might give you money. I'm like, bless his heart. All right, now, which family would you have to take out, sadly, if you had to? Your hand is forth.
Friends.
Thank you, God, yes. Yes.
Wait, what was the question?
If he had to pick a TV sitcom family to live with, and then also on the other side of that, if he had to kill one, which ones? He said the first one, he would live with Big Bang Theory's cast. Second,
no, How I Met Your Mother. I said How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, shit. I thought you said Big Bang Theory. Jesus. My bad.
No.
You said How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
I love that show too. But how did I get that so confused?
I have no clue. But I would say I would live with How I Met Your Mother, guys, because I actually watch that sitcom every time I eat. Like any meal I have, I'm watching that sitcom. So.
I'm nice. Sorry, I haven't heard a word since you challenged me right there. I'm sorry. Oh, wow, I'm seeing red, guys. This is not often I get questioned.
He basically said that he always watches How I Met Your Mother when he's eating, and he really likes
wrong.
He
would look at
it. Yeah.
And I do agree with it. Kill friends. Yep, for sure.
Yeah, kill friends.
Thank you.
I would absolutely kill Big Bang Theory. I don't care if they're going to save the world.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory sucks in the
future because they're geniuses. I don't care. That show's garbage. I've never even heard of a writer that's proud to have written for the show. I mean, like, it's not, I don't like it.
Bazinga.
And I'm just going to say that right now. I'm actually not passionately against too many TV shows. I didn't like... I used to not like all those reality shows on MTV. Now I think they're kind of hysterical because they exist and they're just part of life now. So I take it as the satire that they are. But like Big Bang Theory is just, they're trying. And
This is bullshit. Like, we don't have real geniuses. They don't live in the United States.
Jim Parsons needs to be fucking committed. I don't care if he's good at math. Put him in jail. The guy's nuts.
Look at that big tall wormy fella.
Yeah.
With this on his face. Yeah. Bad vibes.
That's my spot. It's a very annoying sitcom. Like I don't find it funny at all.
You know what's sad is, I could answer this like that question with one answer. Like I would live with the Simpsons, and I'd also want to kill them too because they've been going on so long that they once were my favorite family, and now I just want to put them out of their misery.
Yeah,
That's funny.
Woo-woo, got a funny.
Did y'all hear that? Keith Burr in the house. We got a funny man in here.
I'll come out. flawless execution. All right, hey, we got a couple messages from one of my old buddies that does stereo, Casper Scott. Let's try this out.
Paul. You remember me from once upon a day time. My name's Casper Scott. I'm a witty, loud-mouthed, foul-mouthed Scott. And we have a nice room here. We have a sort of, I think, a southerner. We have a Californian. We have an Indian. And we maybe have a Scot if you enter me into the room. So this could be an interesting combination of human beings. Let's spin the dice.
Holy shit, this is the most diverse, multicultural cornucopia of fucking people that I've ever seen. We've got the bi-Californian dude, they got the redneck autistic dude here, Indian, and we got a writer, a real writer.
That's awesome. Yeah, this is crazy. I'm just recently getting used to the fact that I'm technically... Like people treat like gayness as an ethnicity, and I don't mind it. I think it's funny, because it kind of is. At the very least, it's cultural, you know.
Yeah, like, you know.
Cool. And we got one more from him.
Pourquoi tu avais laissé peur pour Donald Trump tu merde?
Oh, je ne sais.
I didn't get a word of that. That was someone trying to speak French.
Oh, no, I think that was just pretty much an impression of what the French language sounds like to the learned ear, or at least the Scots ear, which I...
No, there were words which were French words. There were words which were French, but I didn't understand them much.
Can you rate my French? Voulez vous coucher avec moi?
Yeah.
Oh, c'est wow, tout le monde.
Enchanté. Blah, blah, blah.
Not to Le Monde. That's with everybody. If you had sex with the whole world, every night.
To mi amor. Et tu, Brute. Oh, that's Latin.
He did say two men about Donald
Trump. Two men. Yeah, he said two men at the end.
You shit.
Language, words, syllables, and such.
It's not swearing if it's in a different language, Keith. Everybody knows.
Oh, fuck. Still sounds
the same. Which is actually what the word is.
You know, it's like a gunshot sounds the same in every language, Paul. So does the word fuck.
Yeah, I know. It's German.
Just lighthearted Germans.
I got a question for you, Akash.
Shoot.
Shoot me. I'm sorry, everybody. I saw this question on the internet. That's where we get our questions, everybody. And for everybody new, Akash is our special guest. And I just I saw this and I couldn't not ask it. And I apologize.
I love it.
I can't get through it. Okay. What is the quality that you most admire about Hitler?
First of all, I have to say some things about Hitler.
Let's go.
Actually, that's probably the scariest way to start that you could have done. But okay, go ahead.
I'm not racist, but
so
back over.
Your mouth is he had some good points. I'm fucking leaving.
No. So back in India. All right, we don't have that much of a Hitler problem, right? Because we don't have anyone who Hitler hated on in India.
No, I'm just kidding. never heard of Hitler in India.
Oh,
so like it. Hitler is not a taboo subject in India. That's what I'm trying to tell you. All right.
So, who do you remember? Genghis Khan? Like
No.
Yeah.
Let me finish. But then, so we would make Hitler jokes like right and left in my friend circle, and it wasn't a big deal. And I come here in France, where Hitler was very much a big, very big presence, and he troubled the French people a lot. And I tried to make Hitler jokes over here, and I could just hear everyone's butt clenching.
like a PC grab. Like,
everyone's butts are clenching. People are like, what did you just say? You can't name he, you know who, you know, he who must not be named, stuff like that.
Call back to the first taboo. It's actually Bill Cosby's Voldemort. We know Hitler.
Well, Bill Cosby is probably the criminal that's most likely to have horcruxes. He's already burned through a couple of them to get out of jail.
So, whores are his crux. You know, it's pretty crazy.
Hoes are his crux. He calls them.
Okay, but anyway, to answer Paul's question, I think Hitler was a great orator. He would give great speeches.
Yeah, I mean, he did get good speeches. Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a safe one. Nobody's denying that he was a good orator. Even good people have learned how to do public speaking from things that Hitler did. So that's a good one.
Exactly. Oh, sorry. You know, it's like, what was I going to say? Shit. Michael Jackson, after the pedophile stuff, it's like, yeah, you know, he was a monster, but man, he was an entertainer.
I don't remember that. Did Michael Jackson say that?
Oh, I mean, no, I said it for him. I'm speaking for a dead man.
Oh, gotcha.
I had what's his name? The guy that calls people from the death, that liar, John Edwards. I talked to him and we worked shit out and put stuff together and I, you know, pulled some strings and I talked to that dude about Hitler. I don't know what I'm talking about now. I got infuriated when I heard John Edwards.
Okay, rounded it back. No, that's cool. I said he had a surprisingly underrated symmetrical face.
Really?
Nice mustache.
Let me just see what Hitler looked like. Let me refresh my memory of him.
He's not attractive, but he was he had a very symmetrical face.
He looks like sexual frustration.
Yeah.
I guess I can see that. This is that superior Aryan race that he was talking about, right? A symmetrical face. Sorry, I shouldn't say that.
I wonder about that. No, you're good. I don't know if it's symmetrical or is it the mustache that holds it all together like a rug in a room. Like, you know, that refunctioned his face.
Imagine the Big Lebowski. It's just like that mustache really pulled the room together, man.
That mustache really pulled the room together. That's lit.
Also, I would like to say that he has a pretty cute smile.
Oh, can you imagine? Like, Oni-chan!
Look at this smile. Look at that smile. It's so nice. It's like, oh, yes.
Like, he's like, we're just having a party time down here in my bunker. Me and Ava, you're invited.
I feel like this is what Jesus would have to go through because he's supposed to love everybody, right? And so, like, Hitler shows up and he's just like, think of positive things, Jesus. Think of positive things, Jesus. Oh, I love your smile, your symmetrical face. You spoke so well.
Words. He just sucks air through his teeth and he's like, oh, really? You guys really took that, as long as you accept me before he died, a hard time. It's going to be weird and awkward, but nope, not everybody gets in, buddy. Sorry.
he's dropping down to hell. I love you.
Bogey.
I love you too.
He's like, where is Project Paperclip in heaven? Fuck you.
All right, Keith, you got another question.
Okay. No, I don't. I mean, I want to know if there are anybody, like, you ever run into any people from Kentucky, like Paris, Kentucky, run around Paris, France, confused as shit.
Wait, what? There's a Paris in Kentucky?
There sure is, buddy. You ought to see it. I mean, it's just the most, it's the only meth lab visible from space in the world.
Meth lab.
Yeah, I mean, we ain't, you know, just blue grass. We got blue skies and, you know, blue meth too. Breaking Bad, baby. I'm just kidding. It's not blue. I'm colorblind.
Do you mean the sky or the meth?
I wondered where you were going to go with it. I'm colorblind. All right, I got
to. Do you mean the sky or do you mean the meth?
Oh, it's. I mean, we got so many commonalities. We got Versailles. We got, or we call it Versailles. We got Paris. We got London. We got all the places, just shittier.
They realized that the French love bread, and whiskey is technically bread in a way.
Liquid bread. Yeah. So
they're like, we're basically France.
That sounds awful Scottish. Let's just get drunk, and then that means that we're cultured. We're assimilated.
Yeah.
And then the other guy's like, what's assimilated mean? And he said, just it's that type of bar you go to where they show their tits.
I ain't going to no goddamn gay bar.
Not those tits, idiot. Oh. What?
This has gotten off the rails. And Akash, we love you. You have been great. We're overtime, actually, but I guess that's what happens whenever I started at random times. And, you know, we just like to banter.
Nah.
You know, I'm sorry, with the boys, what? You know.
Yeah.
Well, you'll never come back, will you?
You want to, is there anything you want to plug for the viewers? You were an awesome guest, by the way. We loved having you.
I have a YouTube channel which I don't post anything on anymore.
Yes, sir. I like it.
But there are some videos which I have already posted, which I'm quite proud of. So check it out. Check out Akash Jogi on YouTube. And that's it.
AKASHGOJI.
Yeah.
GOJI?
Yes. I have posted a skincare routine, which is a very good.
Beautiful skin.
I need that, actually. Right. I have chronic severe eczema. And you know, and now I'm allergic to gluten because my body, kind of the opposite of Keith's liver, that's gonna live on past him. My skin's gonna fall off by the age of 40, and I'm just gonna have to live in Saran wrap. So skincare routine up my alley. Sounds good.
Paul couldn't afford the whole bubble. We just wrapped him in Saran wrap.
Yeah, watch the skincare routine. And and follow me on Instagram, Baba Gooey.
Baba Gooey.
His Instagram is Baba Booey. You hear me?
I can't believe I made this happen. I'm so happy. Oh, man. Well, shit. Thank you.
All right.
My guest host, Dom Rickles, Robert Adio, Robin William.
I hate this. Why can't I stop it?
All right. I'm back. I just had a little tantrum of people. I just rage fit. I couldn't stop that thing when I wanted. God.
I know. Right? Okay. Let's play one by Zay and then one by Anna. We don't have time to play all five. Zay, I love the enthusiasm, though.
Don't forget, we got friends. We got London and Tokyo and Japan.
Zay's hammered.
Yeah, it sounds like codeine and cough syrup.
Zay put a crown on his head because he got so high he built his own kingdom. He woke up.
Did we actually just get a message from Lane?
Was that Tory Lane?
All right.
Wait, guys, can I leave or do I have to?
Oh, yeah, sure. This is just me and Paul just messing around.
Okay. Continue. All right. Bye.
You can't leave.
No, I'm leaving. I have to sleep. No. I have work tomorrow.
No. Screw your sleep, Akash. This is so important. If we don't finish this podcast together, people die.
Shit.
But I'll blame you.
Well, I'm a murderer tonight. Goodbye.
I can't finish unless you finish. It's a real problem.
All right, last comment by Anna.
Hello, my name is Anna, and I 22 years ago, and I prefer talking haunting. About the boys with...
What? Did we just meet an Instagram bot?
Was that a ghost? I'm pretty sure.
Who had a gun to her head? I've never heard of somebody in the process of being sex trafficked, but I'm pretty sure that was it.
You heard it here first on Cross Examination. We just got the first actual audio from a real life ghost of a human trafficked person. A real life ghost.
Can we call Ashton Kutcher? Does he have a phone number?
He's like, oh, you've been punked. There's no hell.
That was Ashton Kutcher, actually.
Man, well, you want to go ahead and end this, brother?
Yep.
I'm terrible. Goodbye.
I'm going to ask you the last question of the day, and then we'll head off. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to Cross Examination with myself and Keith. Make sure, if you're just tuning in now and you want to hear the full episode, it's going to be posted basically immediately on every major streaming platform for podcasts, including Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio now, Google Casts, and anything that you can think of. So make sure that you leave a review if you like it. Make sure that you are subscribing to us, because we want this to be our job, but we can't do that without you guys. And the way that you do that is by following and subscribing on here. For that tiny amount, you can help some dreams come true, and it helps support media. You should subscribe to all your podcasts, but ours most of all. And
yeah, I'm a crack baby. That's my birthday.
Today's your birthday?
Yeah, sure is.
You got to lead with that, Keith. Happy birthday.
I'm just kidding. Ain't my birthday.
God.
You know that I'm
Baba Booey. Yeah.
Baba.
I hate you. I hate you in this moment, not in general. Okay.
Oh, and everybody, by the way, by immediately when Paul says it'll be uploaded immediately, what he means is 3 to 5 business days.
Yes. Okay. So it'll be uploaded later this week if you missed out. In the meantime, you can listen to the other cross examination episodes
on everything
at one of the links in our bio, or, you know.
Or ask me. I'm lonely.
Visit Keith. Keith. Tell them your address. Keith, if you were an inanimate object, what would you be and why? Go.
Oh, man. I would be a bird. Because I'm, you know, like a thorn in everybody's side.
God damn it. You can't be a bird. It's an inanimate object, which means it's like a, you know, table. You can't
be a bird. Birds aren't real. Those are drones, okay?
You'd be a drone?
Well, not a pigeon, you mean? No, I said a bird, like a cuckold bird. You know, that word that they put that usually means like somebody else that fucks somebody's wife, like a cuckold. I don't know why they put that in front of a bird, but it's just like a seed, and they're very painful. They stick to clothing and like get in your side. It's like, I'm a bird in your side. It's my last name. Playoff of words, fastest thing I could think of. It was a terrible answer, but other than that, butt plug.
Oh wait, a burr? Like the little the things that are like on bushes that get stuck to you?
Yeah, okay. I was like, God damn it, am I gonna be the one culturing you here? What an opposite day.
Yeah. I've never heard them called burrs before, but okay, cool. Thank you everybody for listening to Cross Examination. Tune in next time on Friday.
Hopefully on a plane.
3 p.m. Pacific Coast, 6 p.m. East Coast. We love you guys.
Now he's uppity. So uppity.
What?
You just said Paul flew on a plane. Now he's uppity. Bye, everybody.
Yep. Yep. I don't know what these bird things are. I don't go outside. I pay people to do that.
I'm going to pay people to live my life for me.
Love you, Keith.
Love you, Bubby. We'll see.